Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, we're going to be talking about Tears for the Fallen. The mainstream media wants you to know that Joe Biden, he broke down at Arlington. Joe Biden, treasonous Joe, broke down at Arlington, friends. Tears for the Fallen, they sold it to you, Americans. Do you realize that everything that that man stands for and falls for stands in stark contrast to what those men fought, bled, and died fighting against? I just want to make clear that we're all on the same page here. I mean, yesterday was Memorial Day, so let's put it into perspective. So we're going to be talking about that. I'm going to play some video and some audio at the same time so you can understand that these are nothing more than actors. They're corrupt politicians. They're clowns in the circus of politics. We're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes, friends. I wanted to let you know right off the bat, if you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when you're brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. When you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, there's the morning show with Tim Brown, the afternoon show with Bradley Dean on the sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that page. There's 10 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media. That's our purpose, Ephesians 5:11. Also, if you jump over to beforeitsnews.com, right up on the front page there, you can go ahead and check us out. Join us on social media platforms on beforeitsnews.com as well. And one more time, friends, don't forget to subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also want you to jump over onto the phone if you are not driving. We're broadcasting into 153 cities. By the way, thank you for just on two platforms last week alone. We had over 71,000 people viewing us. We appreciate your trust. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 62 or 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. We're broadcasting not only into 153 cities nationwide, but also into 53 countries as well. And again, only you can make us number one. And we appreciate that. And we understand what it's about. It's the truth. And you want resolve. And the resolve is only brought about by faith showing the world our works, right? And that is our faith. Read James 2:14 through 26 when you get a moment. What I want to do is I want to highlight a couple things before we get over to our main topic, friends, which should be short and sweet. But you guys always, well, you hear me continuously remind you that statistically that they have lost their narrative long ago. And I'm talking about the mainstream media and those that are pushing this current pandemic. And you can see, as you can hear as well and see, it's interesting. You heard during the break, friends, how they're going to push this passport, just basically a record verifying if you've had COVID, whatever the case might be, right? So in other words, they're not stopping. They're continuously pushing the ball forward, regardless of the lawsuits that are beginning to rain down on these corrupt. But again, let me remind you, friends, it's not enough to just give a lawsuit and win the day. No, it's enough to prosecute them, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. And if it's one of these agencies or bureaucracies that are working with corruption in government, they need to be prosecuted all the more, friends. Okay? Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 also put that up against Isaiah 51, Verse 4, Amos 5, 15 as well. But you know how I tell you continuously that statistically they've lost the narrative? The narrative's been lost long ago because, as I shared with you over and over and over again, the frontline health workers have refused their experimental injections, right? And you know that the majority of the military, friends, have rejected the experimental injections. As a matter of fact, we had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny last week, and I had brought this information up to her that she did not know, so I had to correct the record and give it to her, because now we know that the Food and Drug Administration employees have refused their experimental injections. We know that the Center for Disease Control, the World Health Organization, and yes, even the National Institute of Health refuse what it is that they themselves are trying to sell to the rest of us. Did you know that? Just want to make clear everybody understands this. And regardless of what controlled opposition coming from the likes of a self-proclaimed evangelical leader, Franklin Graham, I don't know if everybody's aware of this, but this controlled opposition, this stand-in, 1 Kings 13:33, just like his daddy, it's interesting. He's trying to sell to the American people to get the vaccinations because Jesus would, and his pitch is this: love your neighbor as yourselves. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you, friends. Regardless of all the information that we've shared with you, this stand-in, this baser sword, is trying to sell you the Word of God in contrast to its very meaning. And that's exactly what the Grahams have been doing for a long time in this country. Read 1 Kings 13:33, and you'll understand. Now, I want to give you an analogy really quick and tee this up because I'm going to play some audio video for you on the other side. But while out eating with my family during the beginning of this pandemic, and I shared it once before at the beginning of this pandemic, but I noticed something that we should all take heed to, pay careful attention to. When I was out eating last fall, there was a big screen, and there was televisions everywhere, and they were playing the local NFL football game, namely here in the Minnesota Vikings, right? And what I noticed was that they had dummies in the stands. Literally, friends, they were little dummies sitting in the stands with smiling faces. But now what struck me, and it should strike you as odd as well, was the audience that sounded in full capacity. Friends, the audience, just a couple rows up from the football field, were dummies. That's all you could see was dummies. There was not a person in the stands. Listen carefully. Not a person in the stands. It was just the football teams on the field. Okay? You know what they kept playing over and over and over again? The sound of a full capacity stadium. In Minnesota, there's 73,000 seats in that stadium, the U.S. Bank Viking Stadium. 73,000 seats filled with dummies. But to give you the impression that there was 73,000 people in that stadium, again, reminding you, friends, there was not one person in that stadium. They kept playing the audio as if there was 73,000 people in that stadium. And again, friends, there was not one person in that stadium. It reminds me of the Saul Alinsky strategy of making the enemies, me and you, believe that there are more of us than there really is, say they. And isn't that what they are doing with this alleged recipients of this experimental injection of hopes? And in hopes of singling out everyone that dares defy and resist, why, yes, it is. I'm going to show you the video and play you the audio on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Now, I want to show you one more thing here, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Got some new visuals, got some new audio for you, okay? And what I want to show you first and foremost is the fact that what I've reiterated is, in fact, happening all across the country. Now, remember, friends, when I told you the truth of the matter when it comes to the numbers that they want you to believe that have been, experiencing their experimental injections, which, in fact, is the furthest thing from the truth, because there's no truth in them. John 8:44. Remember, they told us there were 66 million people that got vaccinated. That's what they said, right? That's their selling points. And then they told us that there was 100 million people that were vaccinated. You remember all this a couple weeks ago, friends? And then I shared this last week as well. And then remember, they came back and blurted the truth out in their confusion when they told us, friends, that there was 77 million people that were vaccinated, right? And if you remember right, this all came out after Joe Biden came out and threatened the American people with the fact that either 70% of Americans are vaccinated, as they sold it to you, by the 4th of July, or else we may have to go down into lockdown mode again, right? I can't find that in the Constitution, but that's what he said, which shows you that he's treasonous against who we are as the people in this country, Article 3, Section 3. Now, this is why they're doing what they're doing, because if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. If you're confused, you're just going to throw your hands up in the air and say, what's the sense, right? But what I want to do is I want you to see just a little bit more of what I've told you before, and I want you to listen to this audio, And I want you to check this video out if you're on social media platforms so you can understand that it's all a facade. Remember Todd Starnes? Remember Jason James? Oh, just wait a second, friends. I'm going to bring you over into Florida as well. I'm also going to bring you over to Hawaii because business is booming, is it not? I mean, that's what we're hearing from the airlines. Oh, my goodness, since we basically told people we're going to give them free tickets and United Airlines is going to give them free tickets and they can get out there and it's increased how much. And then we heard from the lottery out in Ohio under Criminal DeWine, and he said it grew 45%. We've got 45% more of the people now vaccinated. And then on Saturday, we took the time to show you that they're trying to allure you into getting the vaccinations in Las Vegas by, giving you a jiggle for a jab, right, at a strip joint or free limo rides. I'm not kidding you. And if that doesn't work for you, friends, then they're trying to sell you these little download apps for your telephone so you can find out maybe the date or your mate of your dreams might be found because she's vaccinated or he's vaccinated as well. Yes, friends, they have a update for a download app for your phone where you can find other people that have been vaccinated that you just might want to date. And don't forget about what happened in the schools, friends. Just last week it came to the surface, too, that we were told that the school system now is offering students that take the jab overriding parental authority. That's criminal in this country, by the way. But they're alluring students in to say, hey, listen, if you take the jab, as they call it, you don't have to worry about taking your exam. Friends, that's what I spent Saturday sharing with you, friends, is the fact that this is criminal from start to finish. There's nothing that has been upright about a thing that they've done concerning the inception of this pandemic. But I want you to check this out, because again, friends, this is insanity. But I want you to see this for your eyes, and then I'm going to take you over to Hawaii and Florida after I show you this. But listen carefully, okay, friends, because again, this is the truth of what they don't want you to see, and here it is.
The WHO's special envoy on COVID-19 tells Andrew Neil, we really do appeal to all world leaders, stop using lockdown as your primary control method.
They blurted the truth out.
This all in the face of the CDC's statistics changing time and time again. Maybe this is the reason that Jason Jones, after he found that the mainstream media and their useful idiots were out propagandizing lies and driving fear of the virus and lying about the numbers of people showing up at a Hawaiian clinic. Yeah. Well, the mainstream media was broadcasting long lines awaiting their vaccinations and in hopes of finding an empty hospital bed, only to find for himself what the big ado was all about. There he found not a single person.
That's right.
Friends, not a single person.
All over the country.
I don't blame this poor woman. Her CEO should be in prison for taking our money and lying about lines. There are no lines. I just want to know why Urchink here doesn't want me to document. They're lying on the news about being overwhelmed with lines and testing all these people. They're taking state money, and they're not testing anyone. I've been watching this. Everyone that comes to be tested, they send away.
Or what of Fox News contributor Todd Starnes, who went to visit a hospital in Brooklyn, New York, where the mainstream media was reporting that hospitals were being turned into war zones? It has been said that a picture is worth 1,000 words. How much more a 3-minute video?
This is Todd Starnes, and this is here in my downtown Brooklyn neighborhood. You know, they've been telling us that the hospitals here in New York City have been turned into war zones. And I thought it would be good to get out today and to show you what's happening, at least in my neighborhood. This is outside of our hospital here in Brooklyn. This hospital serves thousands and thousands of people. Now, this is the line to get tested for the coronavirus right here. This is where the line starts. And folks, I'm here to tell you at this very moment, not a single person is in line.
Not a single person in line.
This is the emergency room. You would expect, if you believe the mainstream media, that this emergency room would be overflowing with people. And as you can tell, there are no people.
No people.
This is the hospital.
But the people drank the Kool-Aid, didn't they?
There's anything happening at the front of the hospital. So this is the front of the hospital, and as you can see, there are not thousands of people trying to get into the hospital, as the mainstream media has been telling us. And it seems to be fairly quiet out here for the time being. So I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, why is an entire city of 8 million people on lockdown, and there's nobody in line waiting to get tested?
That's right. Nobody in line. And friends,
remember that the Tanzanian president, John Magufuli, discussed with the people of his
just
country
a reminder.
The massive fraud taking place on a global scale.
By the way, he's dead now, friends. He disappeared for 2 weeks and showed up dead.
He said, we took samples from goats. We took samples from sheep. We took samples from pawpaws. We even took samples from car oil. And we took samples from other different things, he said. And we took the samples to the laboratory without them knowing, and we even named all of the samples. Like the sample from the car oil, we called it Jebel Hamaza, 30 years old, male, and the result came back negative. When we took the sample from a jackfruit, durian, we named it Sarah Samuel, 45 years old.
You need to share this, friends,
the result
on social media platforms.
Inconclusive.
Share away.
When we took the samples from Pawpaw, we named it Elizabeth Anna, 26 years old, female, and the result came back positive that it had the coronavirus. That means, he said, the liquid from the Pawpaw is positive. We took samples from a bird type called quail.
So it's all the results were fraudulent, friends.
Positive.
See?
We took samples
everything
from
about this pandemic has been fraudulent since its inception.
We took samples from a goat that the results came back positive. He said, we took samples from a sheep and it came back negative. And so on and so on. So now, when we see this, you have to take samples and say that they are humans and the results will come back positive. That they have corona, that means all the pawpaws should be in isolation. And when they take to the goat and their samples, and that they are also positive, that means all the goats that we have here by assumption, or maybe the goat with the sample, which was taken, should also be held in isolation.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Friends,
how the horse says.
You can't make this up.
Now, keep in mind, I just played some audio for you, video for you, showing that there is nobody in line. This began to take place all over the country. Big tech got involved real quick and began to expunge these videos, censor these videos, suppress our flow, attack conservative Christians such as myself, the other way around, Matthew 5. And with that said, friends, this is the information they do not want you to see because their numbers have failed miserably. Now, what I'd like to show you really quick before the break is just this and Waikiki. You would think that business is booming, right? Well, you know what, friends? You might want to go ahead and think again because business is not booming. And I'll tell you what, this is a sure sign of defiance across the globe, but this is what they don't want you to see. Okay? This is brand new. This is from May 15th, what you're seeing right now. Folks, Waikiki Beach, not a person on the beach. Not a person in front of me. Okay? There's a flag. There's now I'm starting to see one person out in the middle of the water, but I can go on throughout this video just to show you. Now there's a handful of people, but Waikiki, if you've ever been to Hawaii before, friends, is packed. Folks, it's pathetic, and it's a sure sign of defiance from the people on the globe that it's not going the way that they want you to believe it that it is going. Massive defiance taking place across the United States and the world, friends. And this is proof that they don't want you to see it once again.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, Human Rights Attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to ariseusa.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to ariseusa.com. That's ariseusa.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The world's largest meat supplier is the latest target for hackers. JBS Meatpacking says hackers have gone after servers for its North America and Australian IT systems. Maine Independent Senator Angus King tells CNBC this is very concerning.
I can't overstate how concerned I am. We keep having wake-up calls, and we keep not waking up. And we're, you know, the meat packer now, it's the food supply. A month ago, it was fuels. It could be energy next. It could be transportation. It could be the financial sector. And we've really got to scale up our responses.
The Supreme Court says Johnson & Johnson must pay $2 billion to women who say its baby powder contained cancer-causing asbestos. The justice is siding with a lower court in Missouri. USA Radio News. New Jersey police officers on patrol will be required to wear body cameras as a state law goes into effect. Democrat Governor Phil Murphy touting the technology as he was there to mark the milestone. Calls continue for a more thorough investigation from the World Health Organization regarding the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The British Intelligence Service is reevaluating their views on the lab leak theory, with some British spies telling the New York Times that it is feasible. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer is a House Oversight Committee ranking member.
At the very least, we're going to find out that China was not transparent. We're going to find out that China covered up what they knew. China is going to have a lot of explaining to do. And I think that the American people not only are going to demand that the Democrats hold hearings on this, they're going to demand that the Democrats join the Republicans in holding China accountable.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know, one thing I want to say is people forget this information, and that's why I reiterate it. I'm slowing your roll to pay attention to what's really going on, because this is the information they never wanted you to see. And I'm here to remind you that I'm driving a spoke right through the wheel, because we need judgment in this country. Because they're going to continuously go forward until the American people wake up and put a stop to their crimes and put every one of them in jail, at least. Okay? I was just showing you, friends, the fact that the numbers don't jive. They want you to think that everybody's going along with it. Baloney. And now that they open up society again, offering us our freedoms back and our rights back that they never gave us, some just don't know the difference. It's interesting to me, friends, as to how when I show you this video, I'm just simply asking you the question, where are all the people? Where are all the people that they're telling you are out there? Where are all the people at the airports, friend? I'm just curious. This is Waikiki. There's one person on a swim board. There's one person under the water. But if you look at Waikiki, friends, you will see there's one more lady, a couple more at a far distance. But for the most part, those beaches are usually packed. They want you to believe that everybody got their vaccine, their experimental injections, friends, because that's what they are. They're not vaccines, okay? They want you to believe that everybody got vaccinated, as they say, and everybody's back out there enjoying their lives. It's just not true. This is showing you defiance from the people on a global basis. It shows you how few have actually went along with their narrative. Well, Bradley, that's just not good enough. Well, here, let me show you another one. How about I take you over, let's say, Disneyland? How about that one? If I take you to Disneyland, what will that look like? Oh, for sure, everybody's got to be going back there. Right? Everybody's going back over there, but wait a second. No, they're not. Here, I'm just going to kind of go fast forward just a little bit, because even the name of the video is No One Showed Up to the Reopening. Wait a second. That's not what I heard. That's not what the mainstream media told me. And the reason we are showing you this is because we are paying attention to what the unspokens really are. And what we want to do is bring you to show you that the people aren't there the way that the mainstream media wants you to believe that they're there. What's the name of the video? No One Showed Up to Disney. It's a young man going through the park. Folks, dead is a doornail. Dead is a doornail. I'm looking at less than 10 people in front of me right now. Not line after line after line after line. And remember, this is all open up to the people that have been vaccinated, as they say. Now there's about 20 people in front of me. But folks, this guy's getting a good scope and a good view of the horizon pandemic completely all the, around to the right and to the left as to what is happening. There's nobody there. Wait a second. That's not what we're being sold, and it's important, people, you understand. When I say this, I mean this literally. I sincerely mean this literally. Friends, listen carefully. When the media tells you one thing, look the other direction, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to find out that that's exactly what is happening. They've lost the narrative. They don't have the support. The only support that they have, the only wind that they have in their sails, are the lies that are coming from the CIA-controlled media, which is owned and controlled and operated over that of 6 corporations worldwide. I just want to remind you that it's not true. I want to remind you, the purpose of all this is to single you out. The purpose of all of this is to polarize you. The purpose of all this is they want you to feel isolated, like you're the only one standing up against their lies. No, you are not, folks. All over the world, people are standing up against their lies. As a matter of fact, on Saturday's show, I forgot to share with my friends that during Tim Brown's morning show with Dr. Kate out there in the UK, I forgot to tell you that the whole purpose of his show was to show you the uprising taking place over in the UK, which is way beyond police control. You know how many people showed up, friends? In defiance towards their government concerning the crimes against the people there, crimes against nature, crimes against humanity there. You know how many people showed up? 1.5 million people. Did the mainstream media tell you about that? Absolutely not. Why do I reiterate these points? Because you need to understand that this is all lies. And this is how dictators establish themselves, through lies. Keep telling them the same thing over and over and over again until they believe it. Well, what happens when you keep telling the people the truth over and over and over again? Well, sooner or later, they're going to believe that truth too. And again, keep in mind, we follow the truth giver, and his name is Jesus Christ, okay? And there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved, Acts 4:12. Just wanted to remind you that we follow him, John 14:6. We get Dan calling in from Ohio. What say you, my friend? Haven't heard from you in, what, a couple weeks now? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, how you doing, Bradley?
Good, thank you.
Great show. Hey, I just want to point something out, exactly what you were talking about. if you notice something, it's like these corporations are all in on this. They've either been funded heavily by the government.
Yes.
Because it would appear to most of us they have no interest in even making a dime.
That's right.
You know, I got kicked out of a shoe store for not wearing a mask, which I asked the lady, I said, is this a new business model in America? You kick out somebody coming in to spend some money. But, you know, this whole censorship, with the Facebook and Twitter, people better remember that last year, back in March, all these big tech medias like Google and, Facebook and Apple and Amazon, they all got tens of billions of dollars.
Yep.
Under the COVID bill, and it just seems like everybody seems to forget.
Yeah, can I ask you a question, Dan? Can I ask you a real quick question? Where's that money coming from? I mean, did the president write those checks out from his own personal account, or is he stealing money from the American taxpayer to bribe other people to do their biddings for him? I'm just curious.
Yeah, we know what that is. And, you know, it just blows my mind. And to see, like, where I work, I work with a couple of people. They're all excited about the VAC lottery, and now Kroger's has a lottery. And, you know, I'm like, are you kidding me? I said, don't you feel used? Don't you feel like a test subject?
And, Dan, can I remind you of something here? There's another doctor outside of Saturday's show where I brought forth a renowned doctor that said there's going to be this is a mass genocide. And he said that if you have taken, this is what the doctor said, if you've taken the vaccination, he said there's nothing you can do to reverse it. Dr. Penny, Tenpenny, has said something very similar. Now I've heard three doctors say it's just a matter of time, and we're going to sit back and watch, but they said it's just a matter of time before people start falling over dead. They can be all excited that they want, but really what it comes down to is the fact that, again, let me remind you that the people have the same information. I don't care who they are. If they want to reject the truth of the matter, the Word of God, they do it to their own condemnation and possibly to their own eternal destruction as well. So that's the reason that we're here telling them to repent, because this isn't a game, and this is the sure sign of God's judgment upon a nation, dividing it to those that have ears and to those that don't. They've had their chance, and if they want to continuously mock and reject the truth, they do it to their own destruction. Just wanted to throw that in there.
Oh, I agree 100%. And if I could hit on something, it's kind of on topic, but a little bit about what's going on up in Canada. And Pastor Artur, where is Christian media? Where are the conservatives mentioning the fact that a preacher was arrested for preaching the gospel? If you remember, a couple of different preachers were held in Islamic countries, and it was all over the media. But it seems like when it's in Canada and it's to push their COVID narrative, nobody seems to care a lick. Where is Christian media? Where is the so-called conservative?
Yeah. No, hey, listen, it's what we've been up against since day one. I mean, when we started doing high schools, we noticed the church was doing nothing, if they did at all. Talk about the problems in public schools, but the minute that we went inside the public schools, all of a sudden we became enemy number one. And it was interesting because they were garnering all the finances to support themselves and telling everybody the bad news. But when we went inside and brought forth the fruit and said, no, these are our kids, we can do this, we're well able to overcome Numbers 14, they wanted to pick up stones and stone us. So it should come as no surprise. The professed church in America is an absolute reproach. They should be ashamed for what they tolerate. But we've already seen since the beginning of this pandemic, Dan, as to who their knee is bowed to, and it's not Jesus Christ, period.
Right. And, you know, I really appreciate you doing that. I mean, I remember in your My War when you said you never got chastised until you started preaching to people. And going into the schools and talking. And it's like, it's just way so true. And if I could just say the last thing, you know, the biggest hope we have in this country is in Jesus Christ. But the other hope we have to get away from is I know so many people that that are just counting on Trump coming back and fixing the day. And we've got to get away from that.
Gluttons for punishment, man. They want some more. He's calling himself the father of the vaccine, and everybody's awake to the vaccine, but they don't want to acknowledge who opened the curtains to these jokers. And there you have it. This is more of that QAnon nonsense. But I'll tell you what, if they're teeing it up for just that, don't be surprised, because the people are all open arms for another dose of judgment, and you can rest assured they're going to get it, my friend. Dan, I always appreciate you calling. Thank you for the call. For the sake of time, I need to get over this, and I'm talking about this next hurdle. Tears for the Fallen. This is Tears for the Fallen, it's called, okay? Okay. Now, you remember last week, friends, I shared with you that he cheated in law school. Joe Biden did. Treasonous Joe, and he got caught. Remember that? Yeah. And then he lied about his grades, and he got caught, right? And then he plagiarized his speeches. He got caught. That kicked him out of the presidential campaign in 88, by the way. Then he lied about his GPA, and then he got caught. Remember that? And then he lied about his scholarships, and he got caught, right? And then sold vice president's office to Ukraine, and then to China, and then he got caught, and then committed quid pro quo to save his crackhead, then he got caught, rigged a 2020 election, then he got caught. Oh, just hang on a second. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Got to get over this, man. This is just insanity. It really is. Oh, my goodness. Look at this, friends. The Sun reported Tears for the Fallen. I'm not kidding you. You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of Barack Hussein Obama after the alleged mass shooting that took place over at Sandy Hook. I remember he got up on... his presidential bully pulpit, right? He's there by fraud. He's a foreign sodomite is what he is. We all know this. And that's a fact of the matter, friends. But what's interesting about him is he got up there just like a bad little actor would and expect everybody to be as stupid as he wanted them to be. And what am I talking about? Well, after that alleged shooting took place over at Sandy Hook, it was interesting that Barack Hussein Obama got up in the face of the people and he began to shed tears for the children. And the media was right there to sell it to the American people that he was crying over the children. But I think that the American people failed to remember was the fact that Barack Hussein Obama, while he was a plant, said senator for a whopping 140-some days, I believe it was 142 days or 144 days, as a senator in Illinois there, it was interesting that he voted over 200 times to make sure that babies were killed in the womb. In that short time that he was there, he voted over 202 times to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb. By the way, Planned Parenthood's aimed at the black and Hispanics. What a better plant could they have picked? They couldn't have, right? Our guys in office say it, people of color, and all of a sudden he turns on his own people. That's exactly what he was doing. 202 times. Is anybody paying attention to the criminal record of that of treasonous Joe Biden? Friends, I just got done highlighting during the last segment all the things that he didn't. He was caught. Matter of fact, when he was plagiarizing, he was actually caught on film. We played this audio for you before, this video for you before, but yet for some reason or another, he's there. Joe Biden is a repeat criminal. Okay? Who resides in the People's White House is a repeat criminal. And if you don't want to listen to that, read Psalm 915 because it's catching up, America. Rest assured. The Sun reported, listen carefully, I'm going to play this video for you, an audio for you. The Sun reported Tears for the Fallen by Joe Biden, advocate of abortion, advocate of sodomy, advocate of that which God clearly condemns. Leviticus 18, 22, 20, 13, Romans 1, 24, and the list goes on. He's there to advocate whatever God said no to. And he's another one that's got his foot on a banana peel, and he's going to slip into hell soon enough because he's going to understand that no man is able to save his soul alive. He's just selling out, friends. He sold out long ago, but he's just doing what he can do for his pals in this covenant of hell and covenant of death that will once again be disannulled. Just a fact, okay? But the Sun reported Memorial Day. Biden breaks down at Tomb of Unknown Soldier and jabs at Trump's as he vows to fight for the soul of America. Friends, he's doing the opposite. Just for the record, he's doing the opposite. I want to make sure everybody understands that he's doing the opposite because that is, in fact, what Joe Biden is doing and what he has been doing. Okay.
If we're hungry or
okay. And what I'm showing you right now, I'll just say we don't need to hear the audio. It's just Joe Biden up at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, mocking the sacrifice, because that's what he's doing. And he's grabbing the wreath, and now he's got to play the bad actor because he's a bad actor. And just don't pay attention to his fruit, friends. Just pay attention to what he's doing, because that's what the media would have you do. He stands against everything that those men fought, bled, and died, sacrificing themselves to give unto us, namely our freedoms. Okay? He's a traitor to America. He's a traitor to we the people. And he stands there and has the audacity to honor our fallen soldiers and the American people. Are we going to give this a pass? Here, this is what I want to say, and this is what I want people to understand. I'm going to open up the lines in just a moment. 1-866-582-9933. What are your thoughts about what I'm talking about right now? I do really care about that. Okay? I do care about what your thoughts are. What do you think of Biden mocking the sacrifice? And you say, well, Bradley, how is he mocking the sacrifice? Well, if we judge him by his fruits, Matthew 5:16, everything he does stands in contrast to what those men sacrificed themselves to give unto us. Biden's not upholding the law. Our military has upheld the law, fighting off tyrants in third world countries that you have been desensitized to submit to today in America. 1-866-582-9933. I want to read a little bit of this from Sun so you can understand how the propagandists and useful idiots work. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. What are your thoughts on this topic? Tears for the Fallen. Biden traveled over to Arlington Cemetery, by the way, right across the river. That's how close he is, okay? Made it sound like he drove or flew 3,000 miles or something, but he didn't. Biden traveled to Arlington National Cemetery with First Lady Jill Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and her husband Doug Emhoff. Also standing at the president's side was Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, total lunatic, and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley. Okay? The president appeared to wipe a tear during the brief ceremony. Folks, here, let me do this because I have to show you this. When you see the way that he wiped his tear, it was so blatantly obvious as to what he was trying to show. Okay, this is what actors do. What do? They overact. Okay, now look at this picture right here for those that are on social media platforms. I mean, how many people have you ever seen in all of your life wipe a tear like that? Ever? I'm curious. I mean, that's the way a little kid would wipe a tear. I'm not going to give him that much credit. Look at the way he's taking his finger and purposely pulling his eye down. Why? Because he wanted to overemphasize the fact that you catch as to what he's trying to attempt you to believe that he's doing. That's what he's doing here. Okay? There's no honor in this man, friends. Everything he does is a disgrace to the American people. And it's not just been Joe Biden. No. It's been the last administration as well. I don't care how much he sits there and salutes the flag and tells the American people we're going to make America great again. And as he leaves us what he's left us now to deal with, right? I'm not going to go down that road. But the fact of the matter is this man is a total disgrace. And I want to tell you something. Every country deserves the government that it has. And this is a prime example of what I'm talking about. He resides in the People's White House. This is a representation. I don't know how this sits with you, but I know how it sits with me. He is a representation of the American people. And how is that so? Well, you tolerate it. You tolerate this. Folks, there's nothing American about Joe Biden. There's no honor in what he did at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And I can guarantee you that many of those guys that were guarding the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers, I high-five every single one of those brothers. Man, you want to talk about raising the bar, there it is. This is all nothing but a photo take to basically sell out to the American people. That's all it is. Okay. Just bring him to Arlington Cemetery. Joe, act like you're crying. Joe, put your mask on again. Just keep everything up under false pretenses. So, you know, there's a few that will believe what we have to say. But you know what? Just keep going along, Joe. I mean, as if to suggest anybody's following him. That's what's so shameful about his conduct. Why is this tolerated? Why is this devil, because that's exactly what he is, why is this devil tolerated by the American people? Why was Barack Hussein Obama, why is this man still a free man to continuously etch away and transgress and attempt to tear down the U.S. Constitution? The same thing with Joe Biden. You know, I'm sorry, George Bush. You know, many people are trying to figure out, why is it that George Bush hasn't stood up for the Constitutional Republic? Well, remember, he was one that was reminding you that you're a democracy as well, which we are not, Article 4, Section 4. Americans, what you're learning to do is you're learning to allow these people to have 2 to 4 years to go ahead and do whatever they want to do with your God-given freedoms. And I want to say this. When you look at Joe Biden mocking the fallen, are not the American people mocking the fallen by allowing him to mock the fallen? He's your said representative. He's not a representative of Article 6, Section 2. He's not a representative of the fallen soldier. No, he'd have been the first one to send them into an unconstitutional war and to parrot that which Henry Kissinger said when he said, military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. This is nothing but a show of false pretenses to put the American people back to sleep, as if to suggest there's anything honorable about Joe Biden. There is nothing honorable about this man at all. He's been a criminal since day one, and he continuously acts out his crimes against we the people 24/7, and he does it because 330 million people allow him to transgress the laws that he swore himself to uphold. And you all the well know he's busy doing his best to try to tear it down. Enough is enough. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.